Dreams are more than fleeting images or random thoughts. They can be sacred encounters, moments where heaven touches earth and God Himself speaks directly to our souls. Throughout history, God has used dreams to communicate His will, guide His people, and reveal His plans. From the visions of Joseph in Egypt to the prophetic dreams of Daniel, the Bible is filled with stories of how God spoke to His children while they slept. In a world filled with distractions, where the noise of everyday life can drown out the still, small voice of God, dreams remain a powerful way for Him to reach us. We'll explore seven types of dreams in which God may be speaking to you. We'll delve into biblical examples, provide scriptural insights, and offer practical wisdom on how to discern God's voice in your dreams. Whether you've had dreams that left you puzzled, comforted, or even shaken, this guide is here to help you understand what God might be saying to you while you sleep. One of the most famous examples of a dream of warning in the Bible is found in the life of Joseph, the earthly father of Jesus. In Matthew 2 verse 13, after the wise men visit the newborn Jesus, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream with a dire warning. Get up, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Matthew 2 verse 13, NIV. Joseph's immediate obedience to the dream saved the life of Jesus. This dream was not just a warning. It was a divine intervention to protect the Savior of the world from impending danger. God often uses dreams to warn us of potential dangers or spiritual threats. These dreams are His way of guiding us to take action, change course, or prepare for what's ahead. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding. When God sends a dream of warning, it's a call to trust His wisdom and act in faith, even when the danger isn't immediately apparent. If you've had a dream that left you feeling uneasy or alerted you to a potential danger, don't dismiss it. Take time to pray and seek God's guidance. Ask Him to reveal whether the dream was a warning and what steps you should take in response. Remember, God's warnings are always given out of His deep love and care for you. He wants to protect you, guide you, and keep you safe from harm. In 1 Kings 3 verse 5, God appeared to Solomon in a dream and said, "Ask for whatever you want me to give you." Solomon's response, asking for wisdom to govern God's people, pleased the Lord, and God granted him not only wisdom but also wealth and honor. This dream was a pivotal moment in Solomon's life, setting the course for his reign as king. Dreams of instruction are God's way of imparting wisdom, guidance, and direction. James 1 verse 5 encourages us to ask God for wisdom, promising that He will give it generously to all without finding fault. Sometimes, that wisdom comes through a dream, where God reveals His will and provides clear instructions for the path we should take. If you've had a dream that seems to offer guidance or instruction, it's important to weigh it against God's Word. Scripture is the ultimate guide for our lives, and any instruction given in a dream should align with biblical principles. Pray for discernment, seek godly counsel, and trust that God will confirm His guidance in multiple ways. He is faithful to lead you and direct your steps. Gideon, one of the judges of Israel, was called by God to lead a small army against the Midianites. Despite his doubts and fears, God reassured him through a dream given to one of the enemy soldiers. In Judges 7 verses 13 to 14, Gideon overhears a Midianite man recounting a dream in which a loaf of barley bread tumbles into the Midianite camp, overturning a tent. The man's companion interprets the dream, saying it symbolizes the sword of Gideon, and that God has given the Midianites into his hands. This dream was God's way of encouraging Gideon and confirming his promise of victory. With renewed faith, Gideon led his men to a miraculous triumph. God knows our weaknesses and fears, and He often uses dreams to encourage us in our journey of faith. Isaiah 41 verse 10 reminds us, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Dreams of encouragement are a divine reminder that God is with us, fighting for us, and that we can trust in His strength. If you've had a dream that uplifted your spirit or reminded you of God's promises, take it as a sign of His love and care. Let it strengthen your faith and give you the courage to keep moving forward. Remember that God is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. Joseph, the son of Jacob, is one of the most famous dreamers in the Bible. In Genesis 37, Joseph has two prophetic dreams that foretell his future position of authority over his family. In one dream, he and his brothers are binding sheaves of grain in the field when his sheaf rises and stands upright, while his brothers' sheaves gather around and bow down to his. In the second dream, the sun, moon, and 11 stars bow down to him. These dreams were prophetic, revealing the future plans God had for Joseph. Though his brothers initially despised him for his dreams, they eventually came to pass when Joseph became a powerful ruler in Egypt. Prophetic dreams are a window into God's future plans, revealing what is to come. Amos 3 verse 7 declares, "Surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets." While not all dreams are prophetic, those that are can be a powerful tool for preparing us for what lies ahead. If you've had a dream that seems to predict future events, it's important to approach it with humility and discernment. Not all dreams are prophetic, and those that are should be tested and confirmed through prayer, scripture, and wise counsel. If God is revealing something about the future, he will also provide the wisdom and guidance you need to respond appropriately. Daniel, a prophet in Babylon, was gifted with the ability to interpret dreams and visions. In Daniel 7, he receives a series of dreams and visions that reveal the rise and fall of empires, the coming of the Messiah, and the end times. These dreams were filled with symbolic imagery and required divine interpretation to understand their meaning. Daniel's dreams were not just for his own benefit, they were revelations of God's divine plan for the world. Through these dreams, God unveiled mysteries that were hidden from others, providing insight into his sovereign will. Dreams of revelation are God's way of unveiling his mysteries, giving us insight into spiritual truths that we might not otherwise understand. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 says, " the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." When God reveals something through a dream, it's an invitation to seek him more deeply and to grow in our understanding of his ways. If you've had a dream that seems to reveal deep spiritual truths or mysteries, take time to meditate on it and seek God's wisdom. Ask him to give you understanding and to reveal what he wants you to learn from the dream. Be patient and trust that, in his timing, God will make all things clear. In Acts 18 verses 9 to 10, Paul, while in Corinth, receives a vision in the night where the Lord says to him, "Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you, and no one is going to attack and harm you, because I have many people in this city." This dream brought Paul comfort and reassurance in a time of uncertainty and fear, giving him the courage to continue his ministry. God often uses dreams to bring comfort to his children, especially in times of trouble, fear, or anxiety. Psalm 4 verse 8 says, "In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety." Dreams of comfort are a way for God to remind us that he is with us, that he sees our struggles, and that he will never abandon us. If you've had a dream that brought you peace or comfort, embrace it as a gift from God. Let it remind you of his presence and his promises. In times of trouble, return to that dream and the comfort it brought, knowing that God is with you and that he will carry you through. In Acts 9 verses 10 to 16, Ananias, a disciple in Damascus, receives a vision in which the Lord instructs him to go to Saul, later known as Paul, and lay hands on him so that he might regain his sight. Despite his initial fear, Ananias obeys the dream and plays a crucial role in Saul's conversion, leading to one of the most significant ministries in Christian history. This dream was not just a directive. It was a calling, a commission to participate in God's work in a powerful way. Dreams of calling are God's way of inviting us to join him in his work. Ephesians 2 verse 10 reminds us that we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. When God calls us through a dream, it's an opportunity to step into the purpose he has for our lives. If you've had a dream that seems to call you to a specific task, ministry, or mission, don't ignore it. Pray for clarity and confirmation, and be open to the ways God might be leading you. Trust that He will equip you for the work He is calling you to do, and step out in faith, knowing that He is with you every step of the way. God is always speaking, and sometimes He chooses to do so while we sleep. Dreams can be a powerful way for Him to communicate with us, whether to warn, instruct, encourage, reveal, comfort, or call us. As we've seen through these seven types of dreams, God's messages are always filled with love, guidance, and purpose. Cultivate a deep, personal relationship with God through prayer, worship, and reading His Word. The closer you are to Him, the more clearly you'll be able to discern His voice in your dreams. Not every dream is from God. Test your dreams against Scripture, seek godly counsel, and ask the Holy Spirit for discernment. If a dream aligns with God's Word and brings peace, it may very well be from Him. Ask God to give you wisdom and understanding when it comes to your dreams. James 1 verse 5 assures us that God will give wisdom to those who ask. Write down your dreams, along with any interpretations or insights you receive. Over time, patterns may emerge that help you better understand how God speaks to you through dreams. When God speaks to you in a dream, be ready to respond in obedience. Whether it's a call to action, a change in direction, or simply a word of comfort, trust that God has a purpose for every dream He gives you. Remember, God is a loving Father who desires to communicate with His children. If He's speaking to you through your dreams, it's because He has something important to share with you. So listen, trust, and follow where He leads, knowing that His plans for you are good. As you go to sleep tonight, may you rest in the knowledge that God watches over you, and may your dreams be filled with His presence, His guidance, and His love. Amen. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.